Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to SI Media with Jimmy Traina. Thank you so much for listening. This is our second episode this week. We had a bonus episode early in the week with WWE superstar CM Punk. On this episode, out usually on Thursdays, we're here on Fridays for you. Still a great episode. John Oran from Puck is on the show to talk about the whole thing going on with the NBA, Warner Brothers Discovery, Amazon. Are we going to have a court case between the NBA and Warner Brothers Discovery? What's going on with Charles Barkley? What's going on with NBA TV? What are Amazon's plans? Also discuss the Olympics a little bit and their strong ratings, and touch on Jason and Travis Kelce looking for $100 million for their New Heights podcast. So a lot of media news, NBA heavy with John Oran from Puck. And then following Mr. Oran, we have Sal Licata for our Train of Thought segment. We read our Apple reviews for July and get into a bunch of topics while reading those reviews with Sal. So before I get to the episode, quick reminder, we had a great show last week with Greg Olson from Fox. Noah Eagle, who's calling the men's and women's U.S. basketball games, was on the podcast 2 weeks ago. Jason McCourty on leaving Good Morning Football was on the podcast recently, as well as Pablo Torre, Derek Jeter, Tom Brady. So if you missed any of those, go into the archives and check them out. All right, let's get to this week's episode right now with John Oran from Puck, followed by Sal Licata. And Train of Thoughts all right here, right now, on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. All right, joining me now, SI Media podcast regular. Had to have him on after the shit finally hit the fan with Amazon and TNT, or Warner Brothers Discovery. He's been on top of it all the way from Puck, John Oran. John, how's it going?
Jimmy, always happy to come on. Thanks for the invite, man.
My pleasure. Lot happened, and I don't know about you. Let me get your take. I hated that so much happened on a summer Friday. Can't have that with the lawsuits, Barkley. Need that during the week, especially in the summer.
You know what's so funny is everybody talks about slow summer and everybody takes the summer off, and it never happens. Every summer that I've been reporting on sports business, everybody sounds so surprised, like, wow, it's been a busy summer. Of course it's a busy summer.
Well, I fight with people. I have my light off, Shelby. I just put it on. How's that? All right. Everyone just watched that live, the miracle of video. I had my light off. And we don't do it off the air. We do it all on the air. I hate when people act like, oh, well, there's no such thing as summer Fridays in the digital age of 24/7 social media and everyone with their phone. No, there's still such a thing. If something happens at 4 o'clock on a summer Friday, I don't care. I don't want to pay attention. I'm out.
Well, there is the old thing of the Friday news dump.
Yeah.
And I don't think that exists anymore. I think anybody that tries to hide bad news on a Friday, then all of a sudden people are talking about it all weekend. It's coming back on Monday. It ends up not actually working very well.
It is interesting because obviously the way news is consumed is so different, but there is something about if there is a news dump on a Friday and it will get play on the weekend, like you said, there's no doubt about it. But then it does still reach that other level on that Monday when the Today Show's talking about it, First Take, Get Up, the regular sport, whether it's Dan Patrick, Chris, and then it gets the regular cycle. So there's just still something about that too. You could dump it on a Friday, but it's not going to help.
No, I think the key is if you want to dump it, you wait until there's a story that takes over. Like
right.
Somebody that had bad news, put it in the middle of the assassination attempt or right. Put it in the middle of, Biden dropping out, and right. All of a sudden, then it really does get lost.
Right. All right. Let's get into what's going on with the NBA, Warner Brothers Discovery. For the sake of this interview, I'm just going to say TNT. I can't keep saying Warner Brothers Discovery. So
yeah, WBD is also a mouthful.
I think. Yeah. It reminds me of, there is this famous sketch from Ali G, Sacha Baron Cohen, when he had his Ali G show on HBO, and he interviewed, I think it was Pat Buchanan, and it was during the Iraq War, and he wanted to ask him about weapons of mass destruction, but instead of WMDs, he kept calling them BLTs, and Pat Buchanan played along with it. He's like, well, we thought Iraq had BLTs. So that's what WBD reminds me of. So we're going to say Turner. We're going to say Turner and TNT for the rest of this podcast. I don't like when people change names in the middle of, after 40 years. All right. Let me start with this. So the NBA takes Amazon's offer. Turner matches. NBA says, no thanks. We're not accepting your match. It's not a match. And now TNT is suing the NBA. Is this ever going to get to a trial? Let's start with that.
None of my sources think it'll get to a trial. Every single one of my sources who are not based in law, so I'm not sure if there's a case there to be made or not, but these are business executives, believe that this is a way for Turner to extract something out of the NBA on the way out. And they say that, if it goes to trial, and we saw this actually with the NFL Sunday Ticket trial, where Roger Goodell got deposed and Jerry Jones got deposed, and the NBA, Adam Silver does not want to get deposed, and Bill Koenig, who's the NBA lawyer that basically negotiated this whole thing, he doesn't want to have to call up his emails and who did you tell what when, and right. So that there, even though most of my sources believe that the NBA has a leg up in this whole bit, they don't want that to happen either. So that there is a path to having some sort of resolution to this. What that resolution is, your guess is everybody's guessing. Your guess is literally as good as mine.
It is fascinating because, what is that number that the NBA would shell out to Turner to make this go away? And what is the number that Turner would accept to say, okay, you win, go to Amazon and, it's been nice knowing you. Like, what could that number possibly be? It's fascinating.
And maybe, is it not a number? Is it possibly some international rights for Eurosport? Because there certainly is not going to be a fourth package created in the U.S. Right. Is it right now NBA TV is being run out of Turner Studios down in Atlanta. So they're going to have to unwind that. Is it something having to do with that possibly? WNBA rights are... there's still a package that's out there. Is it something to have to do with that? People have talked about, licensing out inside the NBA or something along those lines, which my WBD sources say, or Turner sources. What are we saying now?
Whatever you want to say.
TNT. All right. Yeah. WBD sources say that is beyond unlikely. But, that those are options that could be on the table for this. So it could go, my point is that it could go beyond money. So, 500 million, 500, who knows what.
Yeah. Now, we live in the era where everything is going to streaming. So it would make sense the NBA would want to partner up with Amazon. I am a little struck by how easily and sort of casually the NBA just completely dumped their relationship with Turner, which was for so, so many years and was one that the fans enjoyed. How much of a factor, I don't know how you quantify it, a little bit, not much, a lot, 50%. Do you think were David Zaslav's comments that TNT doesn't need the NBA in this entire mess?
A little bit. It definitely irked the NBA. But at the end of the day, like you said, that's a relationship that goes back to the 1980s. And there were plenty of opportunities after David Zaslav made those comments that Turner could have ended up securing a package. So he made those comments. It irritated NBA executives, but it didn't really have a great big bearing on the fact that they didn't go with Turner. One other quick point I do want to make.
Yes, is that, please.
You know, the relationship with TNT, it goes back to the 80s. The NBA on TNT is an established brand for, you know, that people have grown up with. However, during these negotiations, David Zaslav has been in charge of TNT and Warner Brothers Discovery for, you know, 2 years or so. Same with Luis Silberwasser, who just was hired. Meanwhile, over at NBC, you have Mark Lazarus, who in the 90s was doing deals with the NBA and then has been overseeing regional sports networks that have deals with NBA teams. So on one respect, there's a brand that goes back to the 1980s, but on the other respect, the deepest relationships are coming with executives that are no longer with TNT. So that was that played a big part of it. I feel like I'm on a soliloquy. I'll let you jump in with a question. one of the things about sports business that is unique to the sports business is how it's so relationship focused. And that's how deals get done. Ultimately, if you have the biggest check, that's going to win most of the time. But really, cultivating those relationships and pushing those relationships is what works as well. You need a little bit of both, and that was really obvious to see in this case.
What's interesting so piggybacks off what you just said about relationships, because I was going to ask you about. I've seen the stories, reports about. Turner did have an exclusive negotiating window with the NBA, and they said, go ahead, go shop around if you want to shop around. How much do you think they regret that decision?
Oh, totally. They could have had that NBC package for less than NBC bid on it. My sourcing suggested that they were surprised, as the NBA was surprised, as I was surprised, that NBC came in as aggressively as they did on that package. So that was a total misstep. But also, if you take a look at what ESPN did, ESPN made sure that those rights did not come out of the exclusive negotiating window. And so there were a couple of things like ESPN demanded that they had all of the finals, you know, exclusively. So if the NBA had monkeyed around with that a little bit, that, you know, possibly they would have come out of the exclusive window. But there was a deal to be had in the exclusive window that Turner ended up not taking.
So, excuse me. So overall, it's just a horrific look for Zaslav. He made the comment that they don't need the NBA. Then he lets the NBA go outside of the exclusivity window to negotiate. He could have had the NBA, the NBC deal. I'm not a business person, but I'm a common sense person. It doesn't sound like you could bungle it any worse than he bungled it.
You know, there are a lot of missteps through the, and starting with the comment that you said and kind of continuing on. And during the exclusive negotiating window, Turner was like, well, you know, we're trying to divvy up our packages, but we don't know what because the NBA wanted to go with a streaming company. We don't know what they want. Let's let Amazon come in so that we can have that. So they allowed Amazon into the window. And then when they decided they wanted to match, the NBA thought they were going to match NBC's package. I thought that they were going to, that's what they were going to consider. And, you know, cause that was the package that they were trying to create for themselves. Right. They literally helped to craft the Amazon package for Amazon. And so when they turned around and said, we're going to go to Amazon, that surprised everybody.
Let's talk about Amazon for a little bit. I think the last time you were on, you were the one who told me, and I don't think it was out there, about what you thought Amazon might do is when they get a night, show all the games regionally on Amazon. Do we know, is that still something that could happen? I know they have like the Thursday, Amazon's going to have Thursday doubleheader. They said Friday. They said, I mean, it's amazing. Every night, you're going to need a roadmap to find where these NBA games are. Sunday night, NBC, but after the football season ends, Tuesday night on NBC, ESPN, I think they actually have fewer regular season games. Specifically Amazon, what's their plan? What do we expect to see from Amazon with, since they're sort of, like you said, NBC already had the NBA for a long time. ESPN obviously been with them a ton. Amazon's the newbies. What do we expect to see from Amazon in their coverage of the NBA?
You know, that's still an there's still a little bit of an open question on that. And this is why the right now, what you're going to end up seeing is just, you know, national games. So it's going to have a look and a feel much like Thursday Night Football on Amazon, where you're gonna go and they're gonna have the pregame and postgame, and I'm sure you're gonna have different versions, alternate telecasts that you can click into. But right now, Diamond Sports owns the Bally Sports Regional Sports Networks.
I was going to see how you're going to work the regional sports into this podcast.
I know, and by the way, everybody drink, because
that was.
In my newsletter, I mentioned Diamond Sports, you have to, it's a drinking
game. I said, I know he broke some Diamond Bally news this week, but I'm not going to ask him. Let me see how he works it in.
I hope Diamond never goes away. They've been reliable content for years and years and years. But Amazon has a potential investment in Diamond. They've been negotiating with the NBA about those local rights. And so, you know, once that sort of comes to pass, how can they take those rights potentially and put them on a national basis? And all that's predicated on Diamond coming out as bankruptcy, and the Amazon starting up some sort of like local streaming service. But as that happens, that idea of Amazon having, you know, multiple games to choose from, that's where that could come in. So that's not in play right now. There's a potential for it to be in play.
Amazon seems like they'll try. I don't know. This is just an assumption on my part. I feel like they're going to try to reinvent the wheel in some sort of way with their coverage. I'd be surprised. I don't know. It just seems like, although they didn't do that with Thursday Night Football, so maybe
And they haven't done it with the WNBA, and they have a whole history of, like, over in England, they had the Premier League games, and, you know, and they've hired, the people they've hired that are producing these things are old TV guys that are coming. So I expect that it's going to look very much like, at least in the beginning part, very much like Thursday Night Football, which is Thursday Night Football. If you watch it, it really isn't any different than Sunday Night Football to my eye anyway.
I apologize to you and the listeners for the coughing. I just can't help it.
it's amazing. I know. So you're getting like verklempt. Was it something I said?
I was fine all day until we start the podcast, of course.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, If you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, big. Let's talk about Barkley, because this is a big, obviously, thing here with all the NBA stuff. You know, he goes on NBA TV at like midnight on the last game of the NBA Finals and says he's retiring after next season. He's done. He's never going to talk about this again. And then like 2 days later, he's talking about it. And he said he has spoken to Amazon and NBC and ESPN. Says he's still going to retire. Wants TNT to pay him his $210 million. So there's a lot going on with Sir Charles. Let me start here. I mean, nobody thinks the guy's retiring, correct?
Well, when he said that, everybody, like, it started a whole news cycle. I was not one of them, because he says this every other year, it seems, about, like, yeah, maybe I'll sit this out.
Well, I wrote an article saying he's not going to retire.
Were you the one that did, like, went back through? This might have been John Lewis, the sports media. Went back through every single time Charles Barkley has said, I retire, which is, filled up an entire page on his website.
Right. Well, the first time I had him on this podcast last summer, he was talking about how there was no chance he would ever fulfill the 10 years of his TNT contract. Well, he was right about that, because that's coming to an end after next season. So he does say a lot of things. Would Amazon be the front runners to get him just from the standpoint of they can pay the most money?
Not necessarily. I brought up Mark Lazarus before. You know, he worked with Charles when he ran Turner down there. So again, going back on the theme of relationships, like, they have he has a long standing relationships with people that are already at NBC. Amazon certainly can afford to pay them, but so can ESPN. Look at what ESPN's offering. You know, Stephen A. Smith, what they ended up paying Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. There are several options that are out there, including staying with Warner Brothers Discovery. I mean, David Zaslav has told people that even having lost the NBA, Charles Barkley is still a bona fide television star. He's great on television. And if they have other sports that are there, they have March Madness. Barkley has been part of their hockey coverage here and there, you know, and they want to just do more in sports, and he could be expand from being in the NBA to sort of a sports commentator, perhaps, or something like that. There's also the idea, and it's easy to make fun of, was it King Charles? The what was the show that he did with
Gail, like, King? Yeah, King Charles. Yeah.
At CNN that was widely panned and canceled very quickly. Or I guess it did its run, but it was not renewed. They haven't given up on the idea that he can do something with the right amount of support and right amount of promotion that can be successful, that goes beyond sports and entertainment. And most importantly, he does not have an out in his contract that says that he can become a free agent if Turner loses the NBA. So the idea of him staying at Turner, like, it depends on how sort of vindictive David Zaslav is to a certain extent. Like, if Charles Barkley wants to go to an Amazon or to one of the places that has the NBA, will Zaslav allow him to do that? And that's a question that is unanswerable right now.
So what Charles told Dan Patrick last week was he has the 10-year, $210 million deal. Next year is year three of it. And he said, this is what he said to Dan Patrick, quote, "Turner has to come to me today or next week and say, hey, we screwed up. Will you take a pay cut? They're either going to have to guarantee me the whole 10 years, 210, or they have to ask me to take a pay cut, which under no circumstances am I taking a pay cut. So then I politely declined the pay cut because TNT has been great to me. And they're going to have to say we guarantee the whole 210, or Charles Wade Barkley is going to become a free agent." So is that accurate?
By the way, that is why he's a TV star. He refers to himself in the third person,
right?
Like, and with the middle name.
With the middle name, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. And by the way, I feel compelled to give a shout out to my former podcast partner, Andrew Marchand, who talked to Barkley before he went on Dan Patrick, and I'm not sure when his story published, but maybe right. Published alongside it, but got similar quotes from that. I don't know what the verb tenses are in there, and I don't know if they went on and already asked him to sort of take a pay cut. I assume that they didn't, because
no, he said they're gonna. He said either sometime next week.
Yeah, sometime next week. They don't know. They still hold out some hope in at Turner that they're going to end up with some games, that the court's either going to rule and say that your matching rights work and you get that package, or that they'll create a fourth package, both of which are unlikely. But I can't imagine them making any kind of decision on this before they get some sort of clarity on that side of things.
For our business, the best thing is he becomes a free agent. And then how much content would we get out of the negotiating and the bidding between those three networks for his services?
Already, I've written twice speculating about what's going to happen to him. And I don't even write about talent that much.
Right. It would be fascinating to see who emerges. If he became a free agent. And this is all based on not inside the NBA. Like, I think it's a complete pipe dream. Anyone who thinks ESPN, NBC, or Amazon's going to bring over Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, and Charles. That's not, I don't think that's happening.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah. So if it's just Chuck solo, those three companies in a bidding war for his services will be a fascinating sports media story.
Absolutely. Ernie Johnson has said that he doesn't, like, he's based in Atlanta. He doesn't want to leave Atlanta. He doesn't want to leave Turner. He's a Turner lifer. And just in talking to people that make these decisions at the different networks, Barkley's number one by far, of course, but the people would love to get Shaq too. Kenny, not as much. Like, if you're going to do the rankings of the people that are out there, it certainly goes Barkley, and then further down Shaq. My point is that Shaq could also engender that kind of a bidding momentum as well.
Right, right. Well, maybe it'll just be Shaq, because Charles says he's retiring after that. How amazing is next year going? Let's say it plays out where, you know, a judge says to TNT, you're not getting the NBA. The NBA pays TNT to be quiet and go away. And then there's Chuck all year next year on TNT as a free agent.
That was your tweet. I sent your tweet around. I mean, a live mic in front of a lame duck Charles Barkley is going to be must-see TV. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And by the way, I gave Marchand a shout out. You had Barkley on the pod. You were one of the first ones that started this whole momentum here.
Well, I mean, that was the thing. I didn't want to get into, I didn't want to go off the beaten path. But when you were talking about maybe for him staying at Turner, it doesn't seem like he wants to maybe work for David Zaslav. That's the impression. You know what he told me on this podcast, the appearance you're talking about, he said nobody from Turner has still to this day ever called him, texted him, emailed him, and told him King Charles was canceled. He said he found out in the press and no one ever said anything to him about it. And he said both him and Gail King were both pissed off about it.
Again, we get back to the whole like relationship aspect of the business. Right. That's the theme of my appearance today.
Yeah.
Hey, so quick question. How did you get Barkley? I'm pretty certain you didn't go through Warner Brothers.
No, I went to Charles directly.
Oh, great. And he was just like, yeah, I'm going to do it. That's great.
Yes. I got lucky with that. Last thing on this, and then we'll go to the Olympics for a little bit. One thing I always see people going with all these stories are coming out about ESPN and Turner and NBC over and Amazon. I always see a lot of what's going on with NBA TV because that was run by Turner. What's going on with NBA TV?
NBA TV is run out of Turner Studios in Atlanta. It is, if you read my newsletters at all, I talk about regional sports networks and I talk about cord cutting. And cord cutting has hurt these league-owned networks terribly. So the NBA TV is down in like about 30 million homes or so. And it used to be in close to 60 or more than 60 million. So it's not as big of an operation as it used to be, because of where it is. The lame duck year, they still have a year to figure out how to figure this out. And, you know, the ESPN runs channels. Can they do it out of ESPN? That's a potential option. Amazon, they could potentially do it out of there as well. One item that did not get a lot of press, in my opinion, is MLB Network. It's decided it's going direct to consumer. So you can go and whether you're a cable subscriber or not, you can subscribe to MLB Network.
$6 a month, I believe.
Is that a potential place for NBA TV? I mean, notably, all of these deals did not include exclusive games and on NBA TV and it used to. In fact, there used to be playoff games. Just last season, there were playoff games on NBA TV.
That was my follow-up to you would be the only reason this is significant is because they do air a handful of playoff games every year.
Yeah, exactly. So still a lot of open questions on that. That can be part of the negotiations that Zaslav has with Adam Silver as they go through this sort of legal process to figure out whether or not Turner still wants to do something with it, which is highly unlikely, or if there's a way to sort of unwind it in a way that makes financial sense for Zaslav.
All right, let's go to the Olympics quickly. Just from a rating standpoint, I would imagine NBC is over the moon with the ratings they're getting. 30 million plus basically every single day, 41 million, I think, on Sunday. Obviously, they're flooding the zone. It's on Peacock all day, on NBC at night. During the day, it's on USA and a bunch of other channels in the NBC family. Are you surprised the ratings have been so high?
Not necessarily. First of all, the ratings that came through, my guy from SBJ, Austin Karp, has a story out today that talks about, you know, some sort of like a numbers shenanigans that are going through NBC PR, where they're adding in the daytime and the prime time into one big number. And so, you know, you see 31, it's like, my goodness, that's a huge number. It's not quite that.
I think it's a little unfair to label it as shenanigans, because if it is live during the day, that's important viewership. And they're absolutely giving it to you live on Peacock. I don't think that can be ignored at all.
No, how many of those are getting double counted? We don't know. And then when you compare to previous Olympics, you know, where you didn't count the daytimes, it just becomes a little bit. By the way, I don't mean to bash NBC or bash the Olympics, because even without that, the numbers are great. So if they were to just say like, hey, here are the primetime numbers,
they're up significantly from 4 years ago in Tokyo. And most importantly for NBC and sort of for my audience, you know, the sports business audience, advertisers are thrilled that they've totally bought into that. They're thrilled with it. The numbers are big. It's great news for the United States, which hosts the Olympics in 4 years in Los Angeles, because it just kind of shows there was some question after they went through this period where all the games were in Asian countries, you know, and Japan and China, viewership went it plummeted. It also happened during COVID, which kind of made everything a little bit off. And so there were some questions about, like, okay, can the Olympics rebound? And having it in a European city, the time zones work well with especially with the East Coast here. Everybody, despite how I'm a reporter, so I lead with the negative. Yeah, but yeah. Everybody was is happy with how the numbers are coming out.
Yeah, I actually think the way it's working, if I'm not, I'm not an Olympics person. I haven't watched a second of it, but from what I know, I actually think the way it's working with the time zone and how they're doing it this year is almost perfect, because it's live. If I'm not mistaken, everything during the day is live on Peacock and a couple of the other channels. Whatever's at night is not live on NBC prime time, which makes sense, because if you, the person coming home from work can get the, they don't know the, you know, most people are not like us. Most people are not on Twitter all day getting results or on the internet all day getting the results. Most people are at work. They don't know what's going on. They get home and it's almost, it's live and fresh to them. So this actually might be the ideal way to do it for NBC, because you can get two different audiences experiencing the Olympics. You have what's going on live during the day, and then the people who can't pay attention during the day get it at night on primetime on NBC.
So I got into a marital argument last night, Jimmy, because yes. The Orioles were winning, you know, and it was in the sixth inning, and I was watching that game against the Blue Jays, and it was well in hand. And my wife wanted to go and watch gymnastics. And right. You know, sure, she could have gone to another TV, but it's like, you know who won the gymnastics match.
But did your wife know who won?
Yeah, she totally knew who won, but she wanted to. She just wanted to see it, and she wanted to see the. She wanted NBC to put it in a nice, digestible box for her to watch as it went forward. So it's not even people that didn't know. It's people that do know that still want to gather and watch it.
So she knew the result, but she didn't watch it during the day when it was on live on Peacock.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. Makes sense. There's something there with that formula.
Well, it is. I mean, they always did try to do prime time as an area where people could kind of sit down with their family and watch. And back at the turn of the century, remember they would do all these like really sappy, like, you know, he had an ingrown toenail and he lasted through that. You know, like, let's talk about the hardships. And they tended to go away from that. And they seem to be going back to that a little bit. And it's just more storytelling around the athletes and what they're doing.
And that's one reason why I don't watch the Olympics. I don't care about the storytelling. All right. A couple hours before we started to tape this conversation, news broke that Travis and Jason Kelce may be getting $100 million in the next contract for their New Heights podcast. You had the Oran and Marshan and Oran podcast. I have this podcast. I don't think we're going to be seeing $100 million anytime soon. Let me start with this. Are you surprised any podcast, even one that has become sort of a de facto Taylor Swift podcast, can generate $100 million?
I mean, I'm pretty certain it's not just for the podcast. I'm pretty certain it would have to have other aspects to it, and having his association with Taylor Swift. I mean, if you look at in our world, what's bigger than the NFL? I'm not suggesting Taylor Swift is bigger than the NFL, but what happened last season when they started dating, the amount of new viewers that were coming into what I thought was already a ceiling and better demos, it's His association, again, I'm not trying to say $100 million is worth it. I haven't seen the deal. I haven't talked to anybody about it. It sounds ridiculous.
You'll investigate for Puck? Like, will this tickle your fancy and make you do some diving and we can get a story about this? Because I am fascinated about how many ads they have to sell, how many downloads they get. How do you make back $100 million on a podcast? I would like to see John Oren and Puck dive into this.
That could be a way to get the Swifties to start to subscribe to Puck. That'd be great.
There you go. There's your angle. You have news on that podcast. They'll subscribe to Puck right away.
Oh, done.
I would be willing to bet money that she's responsible, I would say, for 80 to 90% of their listenership.
Oh, are you kidding me? At least. Totally. It's the people and they dropped little Easter eggs here and there on that. So that's why the $100 million, it goes well beyond sports media.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We've covered everything, I think. Any sports media topic I didn't throw at you that you've been covering for Puck or anything you want to get out there before I say?
No, I noticed that you did not. Keswick, I noticed that you did not have the RSNs on your original, but I was able to shoehorn that in. So I'm
that's happy. My New York bias, because here in New York we have Yes and SNY, and like the RSNs.
Why don't you mention MSG Network?
Because the Knicks have only been good for a year now, but no one cared about MSG until the past year when the Knicks got good. So,
and I am not going to bring up my personal favorite general manager in baseball to you for a.
Listen, the Yankees and Orioles are going to be fighting this out to the very end, it seems like.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. It was a lot of activity on the trade deadline for the Birds, but not a lot of known players.
Not a ton overall, yeah. You mentioned MLB, direct-to-consumer. I think that's $6 a month. What's going on with the bundle of ESPN... WBD, and who's the third in there? Fox.
Yeah. Fox is the third.
What's going on with that?
That is supposed to launch later this month, I think. Oh. I think they want the launch to happen. Pardon me, I said later this month. It's July 31st. I meant in August. I believe that they want the I hope you edit that out, because it's this hits tomorrow, right?
We're not going to edit it out. He said July 31st, but the podcast comes out August 1st. There August you go. 1st. Now we don't have to edit absolutely. It. Yeah.
They want it to come out in conjunction with the start of college football season, because they think that'll really help. And Fox and ESPN in particular have a ton of college. I mean, they're the two biggest college football networks.
I will say ESPN does not get enough credit for everything they do with college football. Their app, I don't know, ESPN Plus or whatever, you know, but just the app overall. I mean, I watch the most obscure games that I have money on Saturday afternoons. And I know some people maybe here and there. I have never, ever once had a problem with the ESPN app on a Saturday. And I'm streaming like sometimes 2-3 games at once. You can't do a better job with a sport than ESPN does with their college football.
Yeah, and then don't forget, next year they're going to be launching what we're calling ESPN Flagship, where you can just see like all the games that are on linear and have that streamed as well. So they got a lot of learnings from that ESPN Plus.
Do we have a price point on the ESPN Fox Warner Brothers?
Not yet. Every time I write in between $40 and $50, they say, yeah, that's the neighborhood. So you can bet it's going to be probably $46.99 or something like that.
Yeah, just have cable at that point. All right.
Well, yeah, but like, if you do YouTube TV, that's $70. You can save $30 or $20.
No. You need YouTube TV, then you get this for the $40 to $50. But you're still going to end up you still pay for Netflix.
No, this would if you got this, you wouldn't need YouTube TV.
Oh, I see. But yeah, what if you want to watch stuff that's not sports?
They're going to have ABC on there. I mean, so it's going to be. They're not going to have is Disney Channel, and what they're not going to have. But if you have TNT, you're going to see everything that's on TNT.
Right, but you still need, if you're a sports fan, you still need CBS, you still need NBC, like you still need a YouTube TV or some base package.
Maybe, or you just put up an antenna on your roof and just watch it for free.
You know, I know that we should shout out sports TV ratings, because I know he's a big antenna guy, but I'm not sure how many. I don't know. I'd be curious to know, because it's young people who are cutting the cord. I wonder if they do the antenna thing.
Well, one of the areas that it's called Venue. We used to call it Spool. It's called Venue. But one of the areas they say, let's say they come out at $45.
Right.
And then they say, well, if you want to watch CBS in those sports, just get Paramount Plus for another, what is that, $7 a month?
Right. And then what about...
And then you want Peacock? That's another $7 a month. And then we're still cheaper. Yeah, that's still...
I don't think they are. It depends how many sports you... It depends on how many sports you watch. They're not going to be cheaper. If you need Peacock, Paramount... If you might need MLB
Amazon
TV,
Prime,
Apple TV, if you want to watch those ridiculous Friday night games.
Wait, have the Yankees been on Roku on a Sunday morning yet?
Once.
You able to watch?
I refuse. I don't watch them when they're on Amazon on Wednesday nights. I will say this:
The Orioles were on the game before. Oh! That great comeback against your guys on Sunday. That was on Roku, and. I watched it. It was a great telecast. It was I forget who the Yankee analyst was. It was, Ben McDonald from the Orioles, and then Matt Fitzgerald as a play-by-play. And it was a totally entertaining broadcast the entire way through. I thought they did a nice job with it.
Fitzgerald's good. He does a good job. All right. Well, I appreciate all this. So bottom line, anything can happen, but you wouldn't expect the NBA versus Warner Brothers Discovery in a courtroom, full-blown trial. We're not likely.
That's I hope that happens, because I want chaos. But I would be very, very surprised if that happens.
All right. Subscribe to his newsletter on Puck. He is John Oran. And I'm sure we'll be chatting soon, as we always like to do. Thanks for coming on, John. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks, man. That was fun.
All right. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, joining me now, as he does every week, from WFAN Radio in New York, SNY TV in New York, my buddy Sal Licata from The Car in Manhattan, if you're on YouTube. Sal, how's it going?
Sorry, I'm parked illegally. I figured I'd pull over. We bang this out real quick before I head up to the studios.
I think you're the second person to ever do the pod from a car. Stephen A. Smith was the first.
I remember it, and I felt bad to even ask. I mean, I could have done it. I just have to wait a little bit, but whatever.
Al Michaels and Keith Hernandez did them outside from their backyards. So did Kenny Mayne. And I think there was another weird one. Might have been Siciliano did it from outside at NFL Network. So we've had some outdoor. You're in the car there. You look like you're trapped or something. Are you parked illegally?
Well, I mean, I kind of am. At least I found a spot to sit for a few minutes. So who the hell knows?
So two things off of last week's train of thoughts on the SI Media podcast. People were blown away that you barely knew who Kamala Harris was, and people could not believe we don't know anything about the Olympics, and we didn't know what sports are winter and what sports are summer. And I will say this real quick. Number one, I don't watch or pay attention to the Olympics, so I don't have any basis. But also, I thought most of it is indoor, like swimming, for instance. Everyone's like, don't you know swimming is in the summer? Okay, but if they're inside, what does it matter? Are they swimming outside? If they're swimming inside, why does it have to be? So that got me annoyed. Like, there was a tweet from someone who said, JT, you and Salicata seriously don't know which events are summer or winter, NBC Olympics. Skating may be summer. Javelin may be winter. The rule, all winter sports involve snow, ice. Okay, but javelin, are they doing it outside or inside? Like, I don't even know. So what does it matter?
Well, I'm pretty sure that one's outside. I thought I was okay with the summer or winter. The vice president, that's a different story.
Have you learned more that like it's gonna? Do you know now it's Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump? Are you fully?
Oh, is that official? Is that official? I thought that we were gonna find out like if there were gonna be new candidates possibly. That is actually official now.
Yeah. How do you follow any non-sports, non-entertainment Twitter accounts? Let's start with that.
Probably not. No. You follow, see some of it, but like I don't want my news, my phone going off with news alerts.
But like you follow the New York Post, right?
Yeah, I think so. Oh no, maybe New York Post Sports.
Do you follow? So you don't follow the New York Times?
No, God, no. New York Times. Come okay, on. What about don't the, you have to like? Isn't there a subscription to get in there?
No, I'm talking about following them on Twitter.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
The Daily News?
No, no.
Newsday. You don't follow Newsday? No.
I don't think I follow any. I follow individual writers for teams, beat writers.
You don't follow any news organizations?
I don't think so. If anything, probably the Post, but I don't think so because apparently I'm missing some stuff here.
Yeah, I would say so.
So that is official. You're not like, it's not possible. We're not waiting on anybody else, like RFK, whatever, that dude's out.
Well, I mean, he's running as a third party.
Okay, but it's him and then the other two?
Yeah, and there's probably like a Green Party, but I'm not even going to get into that.
Right.
Just
right, you know. But the Democratic officially made Harris the person.
Well, they'll do that at the convention, but it's a formality. It's
okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. You know, there's an election in November.
Unfortunately, yes, I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Just checking. Okay. All right. I want to read the reviews for July. Because there were some good ones.
Okay.
We can get into some stuff based off of the reviews. So let's get to the Apple reviews. Leave a review on Apple. We will read it on the podcast, respond to it. I know some people are like, oh, why do you read the review? But like, we're going to talk about other stuff as we read the reviews. So let's get into it now. These are for July on Apple for the SI Media podcast. All right. We've got Win Renee. No fun podcast. 5 stars. Love that you and Sal are willing to admit you're not fun people. I am as well. Agree with your take on fireworks, hot dog eating contests, and people in general. I went with my family to see the Pirates destroy Sal's Mets, but I couldn't enjoy the game because I spent 4 innings waiting for food, a ridiculous system of ordering, and then waiting for my number to appear on a screen before I could get in line and then wait more for the food. And also standing up constantly for people to come and go. Also, a very hot and humid evening. You should both go to a baseball or football game together and do a whole podcast on your experience. I'm sure it would be hilarious. Keep up the good work. I would never, ever, ever go to a football game, but I would 1,000% go to a baseball game with you. And I think we have.
Well, yes, but the way to do it now, because I think she has, he or she, was it, male or female?
It said Win Renee, so I'm not really sure.
That's why I thought maybe it was Renee. Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
The point was a good one. I think it will be a great, like, you know, following along with us in our miserable experience at the game. But we'd have to go to some sort of suite, or I'm not sitting in the stands and like.
Oh, no, you can't be a big shot. We got to be in the stands.
I'm not doing that. It's not a big shot. You get invited to the suites all the time.
Right, but you're going to a game. The game experience, the bowl game experience. You're in the stands, dealing with people. That is, I can't believe you just said that. You've changed. And I'm only going to be in a suite.
But well, yeah, I mean.
I'll go to a Met game. I'm not going to a Yankee game all the way in the Bronx. But you want to go to a Met game?
I'd rather go to a Yankee game than go to a Met game.
We can't even agree on this.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, because you get berated at Mets games? Is that why?
Not berated. I mean, only once I've gotten like a, you know, negative comment. But
so why would you rather go to a Yankee game than a Met game?
I don't want to run the risk of getting berated again. And then
I'll be there to protect you.
I just want to say one thing, too. It's not that we don't enjoy fun. We just like our versions of fun, right, which is very different from other people's versions of fun.
If I was with you at a Met game and you started getting berated, all I would do is take out my phone and be like, can't wait to tweet this.
Exactly. Exactly. No, I'd be fine with a Met game.
We should go to a Met game together in the stands, regular in the stands, but not when football starts. It has to be sometime soon.
Yeah. Good luck figuring out a day to make that happen.
Sweet only. I can't believe you had the balls to say that. All right.
Well, true. I don't know.
Big
I
didn't want, shot.
I, honestly, even if I got invited in a suite, I still don't even want to go at this particular point, especially during the summer.
Big shot, Sal. All right. Corncob 19. Jimmy, I love your intro music. I jam to it each week. Hate the outro music. I think they're the same. Mm. Okay. It reminds me of the main menu music from Super Tennis or something. Oh, the guests and Sal are pretty cool, too. I strive to care as little as Sal about world events and politics. So there you go. Someone on your
follow
side.
Follow my lead, people. We can do it. And good. I understand the importance of it, but I also understand that there's nothing really I can do other than vote, of course, but even that sometimes, you know.
I wish I could use regular music for my intro music. I would just have like a different song every week, but I think there's legal issues with that.
Yeah.
But there are. I would, yeah, that sucks. All right. IDYT 2344. Five stars, great. Okay, enjoy the business discussions as Jimmy doesn't hold punches. I think it's pull punches, but he wrote hold punches. I bought Sunday ticket at $150 in 2023. Jimmy mentioned it's now $450 in 2024. I won't renew. Back to cracking streams. I don't need it. It's $450 if you don't have YouTube TV. I mean, and I got to pay that.
It's a lot, but you. I mean, it's a, you know, a 6 month thing. It's not just a, right. And it's not, you're not paying it every month. You get it, you know, six months of entertainment, one shot.
Right.
Play it out over the course of a year. Is it cheap? Like, give me an example. Is it cheaper than Disney Plus or HBO? HBO is what? Well, I guess if it's $12 a month times 12.
$13. Man. HBO is like $13 a month. So that's right. Yeah, three. That's like 156 per year.
It is expensive.
It's the NFL. It's a premium product. You know,
I know, but it's a lot of money.
Ballpark nerd. This podcast is my go-to on Thursday mornings. Love that. Listening to Jimmy and Sal, who I wasn't a fan of at first, reminds me of listening to Mike and the Mad Dog during my formative years of sports fandom. Wish this podcast was 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
That's a nice review.
I appreciate that.
We got compared to Mike and the Mad Dog. For us, that's... Oh my God, did I even tell you I went to see Mad Dog's show Friday at Bar A?
You told me before, but you didn't tell me afterward. How was that?
It was a lot of fun. I went last year for the first time. So I went back this year. He put me on as a guest. And it was a lot of fun. If you're a Mad Dog listener, it's a little bit of a drive. But
he got you up on stage. A little bit of a drive from you. That's a lot of bit of a drive.
It took me 2.5 hours to get there. But then it only took me like an hour and 50 minutes to get home.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. And then given that Sal was in Jersey, I'm like, do you live anywhere near here? He's like, no. I thought I'd do like a double hit. But
yeah, I get that a lot. Like, oh, I'm going to Jersey. I'm like, yeah, but yeah. Jersey's a big state. Like, you would have been another hour and a half from me where you were, I think.
I don't know anything about Jersey. So
me either.
All right. Amy R. Chapman. Two things. Please book some baseball guests before football begins. Here's the problem with baseball guests. There's not I have to get Jeff Passan on this podcast. Jeff Passan was booked and supposed to come on when Sports Illustrated had some issues and we were shut down for a week. So I got to revisit that. I said this on Twitter the other day and I got a really strong reaction, and I'm curious for your take because you're a baseball guy. I said, so the other night, I think it was on Monday night of this week, Joe Buck did the Cardinals game in St. Louis with Chip Carey, and they made a thing out of it because Chip Carey is Harry Carey's son, Buck, Jack Buck. He used to do the Cardinals.
Cool.
And I listened to a clip, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe how much I miss Joe Buck on baseball. And I said this to Dog on Friday at his Bar A show when he had me on. Like, I think there's a big problem with baseball right now in that there is no voice of Major League Baseball. It used to be Buck for a long time. Tim McCarver, John Miller on those Sunday night ESPN games. I know a lot of people didn't like Joe Morgan, but John Miller. There is, Carl Ravage does Sunday night. Joe Davis does Fox, but I don't think America has like latched onto them as like the voice of baseball. There is no voice of baseball. And when I heard Joe Buck, I was like, oh my God, he is so freaking smooth and so good calling baseball. It's a shame that he's at ESPN and he can't do it.
Yeah, but it seemed like he didn't even want to do it.
No, he didn't. Yeah,
right.
He didn't. Yeah,
but he was great at it. You're right.
So if you were booking this podcast and had to get a baseball guest on, who would you have on? Exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You know who I had on?
There are a lot. Like, would you go former player? Or are you talking about not former player?
Well, I think they'd have to somehow be in the media a little bit. I mean, like when I had I just had Jeter on. That's a baseball guest.
Yeah, I mean, can you get any better than that?
I'll tell you who I had on once, who I loved, and I would absolutely like to have him on again, was Keith Hernandez. He was phenomenal when I had him on this podcast. He did it from his backyard in like the Hamptons or wherever. It was great.
I'll give you one. Go ahead. How about A-Rod?
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah, I'll pass.
By the way, before you move on to the next one, have you watched the Pete Rose show on Max?
No. Pete Rose is one of those people I just have no interest in. Like, I think he should be on the Hall of Fame. I think he should be on the Hall of Fame. But, like, I don't, like, his story to me is, like, so old and played out. Like, do you learn anything new in it?
Yeah, for me. And it's not just about the gambling thing. It's about his career, how he came up. I think for you,
give me one thing,
wheelhouse.
Give me one thing you learned.
That he wasn't well liked when he first got there. That he and Johnny Bench did not get along.
Well, Bench hates him now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they didn't like each other then.
Right.
That he was even, I didn't even realize that he was from Cincinnati. Just a lot of things that I didn't really know. And also that I love Pete Rose, the player. And I do believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, obviously, for what he did on the field. But you just get the sense he's done.
Not a good guy. Not a good guy.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's a bad person. I don't know him, but.
Yeah, like, I don't want to sit there for. If it was like a 1 hour thing, maybe, but isn't it like.
Well, I think four episodes. I'm loving it, just for the record.
Not for me. All right, let me continue with Amy Chapman's research. She wants the baseball guests. And then she says, and Jimmy said that there were 10 things he ate, but only mentioned three: fireworks, raisins, and people. What are the other seven? Well, I'd have to. I there's more than 10 things I hate. There's like a million things I hate. I think I said top 10. So I'd have to work on that. I'd have to work. I don't know. That might be too dark. But right now, I hate that we have 4 more weeks till football. That's on the list right now. But I'll give you
a positive. There's only 4 more weeks to football.
All right. So we have 4 more weeks of the summer and nothing going on. So one of these weeks, I'll give you a top 10 things I hate. I promise.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Mike from Wheaton. Needs Sal's wife interviewed is the title. As a Chicago guy, I can't believe these New Yorkers won me over. In the sports media space, I'm a Deitch trainer guy. I'll let Deitch know. Jimmy's pod is awesome. He's a stern guy, and he knows how to ask a follow-up question during an interview. Train of Thoughts with Sal is such a strong close every week. Love the Sal promotion at WFAN through the house purchase, and can't believe he stiffed his poor wife on Mother's Day. Jimmy has the best guests on, and they are always great. Getting Barkley to admit he would never do the ESPN shoulder programming was an A+. The last big get is Sal's wife alone, and then Sal and his wife together. Make it happen, Jimmy and Sal. Why these people want me to cause marital strife? I don't need that on my conscience. First of all, I know Sal's wife. I've hung out with Sal's wife many, many times.
Right. We've hung out together.
We've gone through Sal's idiosyncrasies.
I wonder how that would go.
Not well for
today,
you.
Today, I came down. I was running a little late. I got a different show today. We're doing afternoons. And by the way, I have Brian Cashman on the radio show today at 4:40.
You dick.
Yeah, I can't wait for
see,
that.
Another media sicko fan.
I just found out. I didn't even know. But
ask Brian, how do you think you'd do in Kansas City with $100 million payroll? Would you be able to cover up for every mistake you make?
I was going
to
say, send me a question. But I came downstairs. I was wearing whatever shorts and a shirt. And my wife goes, what the hell are you wearing? You don't even match. I'm like, what? Really? It's blue and blue. She goes, you look like a buffoon. You can't do afternoons like that.
You're on the radio.
Well, it's going to be on SNY as well, a part of it at least.
But they don't see your bottom half.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said that you look like a buffoon. Go up and change. Okay.
Yeah, like I'm wearing like Adidas basketball shorts with a nice.
Yeah, right.
All right. Doc Lou in Iowa. Here we go. This is what I said. Scary. You left 5 stars. As long as you leave 5 stars, I don't care what you write. Scary. How do you guys not know when swimming and ice skating are on which Olympics? And Sal has heard of Kamala, but not much else. Okay. Again, ice skating. It's indoors. So why can't they do it in the summer? I can't. All right. Sergeant Murphy. SG Murphy, love the pod. Really enjoy the conversations and the flow of your interviews. You keep a balance between serious and fun questions. I thought the Brady interview was solid. He never talks outside his bubble, so this was so good for you. I have a question about Sal. Well, this is good. What does he do? Isn't he supposed to be a sports radio host? He says he doesn't watch any sports. He says he didn't watch any NBA finals or college games. He isn't watching any Olympics. He doesn't seem to know much about football. He also said he didn't know who's running for president. It seems he didn't know who the VP was. Sal watches the Yankees, the Mets, the Jets, the Giants, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Islanders.
Barely the Islanders. Yeah.
And he watches football. He watches NFL football.
Yeah. I know all NFL and obviously all the New York sports. I don't need to know college. I don't need to know the Olympics. And I certainly don't need to know politics, although I do know who the VP is.
Okay. Now you do.
Well, I knew who she was. I didn't understand why. I didn't put the two together. Why the show?
If I held up her picture, would you be able to recognize her?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Sal, the reviews were good for July. Leave the reviews for August, people, and we'll read them. All right. Sal, don't get a ticket. If you're watching on YouTube, he's parked illegally in Manhattan. And we will see you next week.
All right. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Take it easy. All right. My many thanks to John Oran and Sal Licata. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you're not a subscriber to SI Media with Jimmy Traina, hit that subscribe button. Leave a review on Apple. We'll read it on an upcoming episode. And make sure you check out previous episodes in the archives if you missed them. Greg Olson from Fox was outstanding last week. Noah Eagle, working the Olympics on NBC, was on 2 weeks ago. Jason McCourty, Pablo Torre, Derek Jeter, Tom Brady, all recent guests as well. Right here on SI Media with Jimmy Traina. So subscribe and leave a review on Apple and listen to those pods if you missed any of them. All right, we'll see you next week. Stay safe and take care.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.